Air quality alert. Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 60 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 57 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0200 hours. Partly cloudy. 59 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees.
KDACX is testing on Burton.
Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert.
WRO Richmond. Is that you, Tom?
WRO. I believe that was me. WRO. Gawk and Shumlock. Go ahead.
Understood. I missed the call. Once again, this is NAWRO. Name is Tim, Tango India Mike. I am from Richmond here.
Okay, Tim, very good. NAWRO, this is Kilo 8 Delta Oscar, KDO, Doc and Hemlock. My pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Me as well. I think I do recognize your call now. I like the story about the only thing poison in your city.
Okay. And never pay any attention to anything I say or write. I'm obviously nuts.
hilarious, but having a good day here trying to figure out WinLink for the local ARPIS group here, trying to make some contacts, and it's pretty fun, like doing it.
Yeah, very good. I haven't used WinLink. I've used EchoLink a few times, and I know there's a bunch of other stuff out there, but I'm stuck in a rut. I'm old-fashioned. The thing that bothers me about all of these digital modes is the guys get one brand of radio and they can only talk to the people with the same brand of radio, and boy, is that self-defeating from my point of view.
Oh, I hear you on that. I'm still working on DMR myself because I got my call back in 93, and still working on some of the new stuff as well. On the WinLink, though, that's the email program just for packet, I guess it is. And I pulled my old MFJ terminal, TNC, terminal node controller, out of the closet the other day, and I'm thinking about maybe trying to hook that up instead of dealing with this software emulators, the Direwolf and other stuff. But we'll see. We're making some progress on it.
Yeah, I find digital frustrating. Maybe it's just my shortcomings, but I find it frustrating. Well, yeah, WinLink is an offshoot of the old PSK31, which still exists on low bands, but, boy, you don't hear much on the PSK31 frequency.
Yes, Roger, that's it. You got it. It's just kind of, I guess we get a little credit for making the contacts for the ARPIS group, especially when we do the next FET in the fall. So I'm working on the VHF, UHF side, and I think some of the other guys are working on HF just to see if they can make that contact consistently so we can use it when the exercise does come up. KDO, did I lose you? AWRO. AWRO, we're listening.
Air quality alert. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Air Air quality alert.
Four ZYQ from WAFU. W8VD from W8FU. All righty, who's around this morning?
Sean, this is N8WRO, Tim, Tango India Mike in Richmond, if I can be of assistance.
Thank you for answering, Tim. I'm trying to find somebody that's just the right signal level in the Mount Clemens to check something out, and you are hammering Richmond, as would be expected, so your signal will not work. So I do appreciate you coming back to me, though.
Understood. Anytime, Sean. N8WRO.
KF8GPZ. I'm sitting at 14 Mile in Grosbeck waiting on a train.
Okay, you, sir, are hitting the Mount Clemens repeater, and you are a little ways out, so that's good. Can you go to any lower power?
I wish I could, but I'm mobile in the middle of a DoorDash run right now.
Understood. No problem. All right, anybody else looking for a signal that's, well, let's not guess, because sometimes I hit Mount Clemens from 2 miles from the Warren, so you never know.
Well, how am I coming in on the Warren one? I know you can look at all of them.
Aha. I got you. You got that weird static noise on you that last time. You got to be at just the right signal level. And this Mount Clemens receiver votes unbelievably hot. It votes way more than it should. So I may have to tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, copy that. When I get done with this run this afternoon, around 2 o'clock or so, if you want, we can try some stuff.
Well, I can't be here too long, but if I am and you're about, that'd be great. So I know a few people that hit it just the right amount of signal to duplicate the problem. Mike, VDZ, Joe, ZYQ, a couple others. So I'm like sitting where you're right in front of the repeater, so of course I'm absolutely smashing the receiver, so you won't hear any problems. All right, I will call out in a bit, unless anybody else is around and want to give a test.
All right, copy that. When I get home, I'll give you a shout-out on my base. I'm 3 miles south of those repeaters, all three of them that are in Mount Clemens. And at that point, I'll be able to adjust my power levels all the way down to 5 watts, for example. But anyways, you got to get going, and so do I, so I'll say 73 to you. Good talking to you again, and you take care out there.
Okie doke. I got to crawl down to the car and grab a ISO-T and set up the comm monitor and do a bunch of stuff anyhow, so that's the real way to test it. I just thought I could get away with quick little fix, save myself the aggravation, but that ain't never how it works. I'll be back. W8FU. By the way, we're not connected to anything right now, just the standalone, because they're going to get annoyed with my testing.
All right, I covered all that. KFA-DBZ, clear and monitoring.
Air quality alert.
KFA-DBZ to WHSU. I'm at Masonic and Gratiot, and I was able to turn my transmitter down to 5 watts. How do you read me? No copy, WHSU. KFA-DBZ clear.
Air quality. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Updated weather. Air quality alert.
W8FU testing. W8FU, this is KFA-DBZ. I copy you. I'm at 11 Mile and Hoover, I believe. I got a ton of noise up here. What was that? KFA-DBZ, I'm at 11 Mile and Hoover right now. I'm also transmitting at 5 watts.
Yeah, I couldn't get the problem. You're probably voting Warren from there. I got to come back with some cable and some other stuff. So I appreciate it, but it's probably going to be later, if at all, today.
All right, copy that. I got to make this drop off. 73, AFA-DBZ, clear after your final. All right. Catch you later. Greg, you listening? KBSI, WFU.
Yeah, I'm Peter. Not sure if I'm getting from HTV7.
Yep, you are. I'm leaving downtown right now. Take me about five or so to get back. And then be there for a bit anyhow.
All right, very good. I will make my way over there and just kind of frequency my radio down.
Okay, well, see you there. I'm going to probably grab some lunch on the way back.
Yep, I'm recently fed, so get some food and we'll see you in the shop. Thank you, see you back.
All right, catch you there. I'll be here after you.
Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Showers. 66 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert.
KF8DPZ to W8FU. No copy, W8FU, KF8DPZ, clear the frequency.
Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees.
This is W8FU. Anybody around for a test? This is W8FU testing the Mecca repeater 147-200. Anybody around?
Sorry, on the wrong band. Sean, this is Tim in Richmond, if you can use me up here.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, Tim, same problem as earlier. You're just hammering Richmond, and I need somebody that's down this way that's maybe Mount Clemens, weak in the Mount Clemens, somebody out toward, like, Utica or up in the Macomb Township or Shelby, or even down in the Warren a little ways. But if they get too close to the Warren receiver, they'll be hammering it. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's too bad that other contact, KF8DPZ, was on about a half hour ago looking for you. But I'll clear the frequency. Maybe we'll find somebody here.
Well, talking about it and, you know, kicking up the electrons often helps bring them out of the woodwork. So I do appreciate the call. And, yeah, that's the way it works. You know, I was up here and I found I didn't have what I needed. So Greg's here with me now, K8BSI. He is increasingly becoming help on these sites when we're working on them. So we're up here now. We got a different antenna line ran. And you're hitting it pretty good. You're still tickling Mount Clemens good. So I know it's working. If nothing else, I'll just leave it like this, and we'll hear how it works.
For what it's worth, you are sounding great up here. And I do only have, I'm only on low power for up here because it's all I really need. But, yeah, I'm looking at the website too, and I see I'm hitting both Mount Clemens and Richmond almost full, almost the same. Interesting. Good stuff. Appreciate the work, Sean.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
Is that you, John?
Yes, sir. It's K-E-A-W-U-O. I'm in Shelby Township at 23 and Shaner. I'm not sure if this helps at all, but I heard the call and climbed up on the roof.
Perfect. You're hitting Mount Clemens. You're in a signal area that would normally have that static. I don't want to say I think I got it, but I'm cautiously optimistic.
Well, very good. I'm glad it's working. I'm going to just kind of make some noise for a minute and let you kind of tinker around. But I got the radio sent out to my guy that sold it to me, and he's going to get that APX all fixed up. Says he thinks it's the amplifier, and he's sending it to New York where they have a tech that can replace it, and I should be getting it within a week or so.
All right. Well, I've heard the guy's a real stand-up guy, so good deal. I'm very glad. I was so disappointed when we saw that. I'm like, no. But all right, excellent.
All right, well, I did want to thank you because you definitely helped me to diagnose that I wasn't crazy and that it was my radio. So it's really nice to kind of have that resolved and kind of in the works. So yeah, I thank you to you and your team and I guess the county for letting me use your fancy machine.
Hey, no problem. Can always sneak you in on the lunch. So, all right, very good. I'm glad to hear you're going to get it worked out. And there's almost nowhere else you'd probably be able to get that test. So worked out really good. Hey, it's, you know, hook it up and walk away, you know. They've made it so easy. Okay, anybody else before we call it a day? I'm going to say I'm cautiously optimistic here, and we'll let it run. And if not, we'll pick it up next time. Any chance, VDZ, Mike, you by any chance listening? Joe, ZYQ, any chance you're listening? W8RCY, Don, by any chance are you listening on a radio capable of this? I think it's Murphy's Law of Radio Work. When you don't need help, everybody's lined up to help. When you do, it's hard. But I do appreciate Tim, John. I do really appreciate it. It's enough for me to get back out of Dodge.
Anytime, Sean. You're sounding good up here, all of you. It ain't WRO.
Man, I just can't believe they're hammering this receiver like that. Good grief. All right, I'm just going to let this run. We'll see. I've got another thing, a trick up my sleeve, but I only want to do one at a time. That way we can evaluate what did it. And it's not going to act up until I go downstairs, lock everything up, and get in the car. So might as well just get it over with. W8FU.
Naturally, at 8WRO.
Air quality alert.
W8FU.
W8FU, this is KF8DBZ. I can read you, but you got a lot of popcorn and static going on. Unfortunately, with your last transmission, the popcorn and the static won the fight. I couldn't make out a word you said.
Okay. I just switched over to my mobile. Clearly the handheld's not getting it for me, which is kind of disappointing.
Yeah, I copy that. As soon as you switched over to mobile, you basically broke my needle over here.
Oh, darn it. Wasn't paying attention, and I got over too soon. Trying to get on I-94 here on Gratiot, and I made the cut just a little too early. I gotta find my way back on the grasses.
I've made mistakes like that before. Which way are you headed on 94?
Westbound the 696. But I may just head all the way down Gratiot to the 696 because I want to go to Randazzo's and get some fruit.
Well, that'll definitely work if that's where you want to go.
Yeah, I think so. So where are you located and what are you running?
Right now I'm at home. I'm about 3 miles south of the Mount Clemens repeaters. I'm running, I think I'm pushing 20 watts right now, but it'll only take me a heartbeat to switch down to 5 if you want to check that out.
Yeah, whatever loads you can do, even on a handheld. I'm just curious.
Air quality alert.
And give me a minute, I'll try a handheld at 2 watts first.
It's weird. Not my handheld is not making anything but Mount Clemens poorly down here at Gratiot and what am I at? 13? 12? 12 in Gratiot. Common in Gratiot. You would think I'd be picking up Warren.
Yeah, I copy that. This is me on my handheld at 2 watts, standing by my picture window. You read me?
Yeah, it's all good. I'm going to have to just listen to it. I'm trying to get rid of that staticky noise that has been plaguing the Mount Clemens receiver. So there were two things I wanted to try, and I'm kind of, I didn't want to do both. I want to do one, and then either yes or no. But couldn't get enough radio checks to verify for sure. So I just said, you know what? I may change number one. We'll let it run for the weekend and see. And then it would change number two if necessary. So that's the thing. The Mount Clemens receiver static, that's what I'm trying to solve.
All right, copy that. I'm going to switch back over to my base unit at 5 watts.
Yeah, there's almost nothing you can do to sound bad into this one, so. And so that was a good check. It's only the people that are a little further out. I know John checked in from Shelby, which was promising. Yeah, they can try, but he didn't have that static, so that's what made me cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, that makes sense. There might be something around here in this area that's actually interfering with it, because every now and then when I'm on 2 meter and listening, I just get this big burst of static, and I can't figure out where it's coming from. It doesn't show up when I'm, I don't see any of the repeaters triggered when I'm watching the monitor, so.
Yeah, hard to say. It's unusual one. I've not heard it noise exactly like that, acted exactly like this one that I can recall. So just kind of going at it systematically when time permits. Anywho, all right, very good. I appreciate the check. Anyone else anywhere before I hang it up here and pay attention to the road? All right. Well, somebody must be working, right? That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Well, I'll just have to listen over the course of the weekend and see. I'll be right up for you.
All right. Copy that. My lady did suggest that it might be our proximity to Selfridge and stuff that they're doing there, but, you know, who knows? And also, before you run off, I have been reading the All-Star documentation. That does not look horrible. Not to me, anyways. Food for thought for the future. But anyways, I'm going to say 73s to you. Pay attention on the road. Don't get in an accident or anything like that. Take care of yourself. Good talking to you again. KF8DPZ, clear after your final.
No, it's not. It's well documented. And, there are two different competing systems. Although, for a while, one of them was the clear, winner, the one, in my opinion. That was called Hamboid, and they always had reasons to be suspect. But now that All-Star 3 is out, there's no reason to go anywhere else. That's the legit, bona fide, open source GNU, whatever. That's one. They've got an excellent documentation. The product is mature and working really well. It's an upgradable Debian release. It's really the way to go. So if you're going to learn ASL3, allstarlink.org will get you there. I would suggest if it doesn't cost nothing, it doesn't hurt nothing, sign up for an account there and set yourself up a server, with your call sign. The rest of the information is pretty obvious, and then request a node, and that'll get you a node number. And you can put that to use on your cell phone almost immediately. If it blows away Echolink and any other of these radioless ways to operate your radio. So I highly recommend that to everybody. Don't mess around. Go ahead, just sign up for an account, get yourself create a server, ask for a request a node. Once you got your node number, now it's all downhill and shady. And you can learn all about it, take your time. Doesn't matter if you get into it 6 months, a year, 2 years, doesn't matter. Once you got that, you're locked in.
All right. Thanks for the advice. That sounds good. I will see what I can do about all of that. But anyways, like I said, you be safe out there, all right? KF8DPZ. It's clear. 73 to you.
All righty. Take care. Have fun with it. It's yeah, it's a lot of fun. You'll enjoy it. It's well documented. All right. Later. W8FU. Thanks for the check. Test. Test 1-2. 1-2-3.
Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees. Air quality alert.
KB8VFI.
Hey, Greg, so what are you running right now?
This is the PYT9600 40 watts ag antenna.
Okay, hold on. Let me bring up the voter.
I also have it in an HD here if you want me to go back to that.
Okay, yeah, let's, give me the base again, just exactly what, your last transmission, this way I can see where you're coming in.
Yeah, this is the TYT9600 base, 40 watts, base antenna in the attic, 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1. Also have it on an HD if you want me to try that.
All right, you're on Mount Clemens local time and crystal clear. Yeah, let's try the handheld because I know at some point you were, I don't know if it was mobile, handheld, or base, but you definitely had that static. So yeah, let's try the handheld because you're rock solid now, 100%.
All right, give me a second. All right, this is KEA-VSI on, I'm going to turn that down. Okay, HT in my office, 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1.
Okay, I'm hearing some fry, but I don't think I'm hearing that, staticky noise that was interfering, so... You're good. You're good either way. So, all right.
All right. Good to know. You had a little bit, you were clear mostly, and there was a little bit of noise that kind of popped in and then back out. I don't know if that means anything. There you go. I don't know. Still on the HT. Give me a little more audio, a little longer transmission. But it looks like it's definitely, if anything, it's an improvement.
What's interesting is on the handheld, you're only hitting Mount Clemens. That's it. So I am hitting Warren mostly. I think every once in a while I flutter over to Mount Clemens. That might be when you hear a little change. All right, real good. That's all I wanted to know. That kind of proof of concept. Looks like I've been holding. I'm fluttering over to Mount Clemens a little bit right now. So that might be what you're hearing. Okay, thank you. Let's get back to it. W8FU.
Air quality alert.
Yeah, that's probably what I was hearing. Very good. All right, I'm going to try and jerry-rig some sort of battery charging now as my next little project. Thanks again for your help today. KEA-VSI, I'll be around.
Greg, you still there? can you get back and get the other one back on for a minute?
Yeah, let me switch back to antenna. It's going to take a second.
All right, cool. W8FU.
Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees.
NWCB. This is Katie Langley.
YNU, this is NHWCB. Good evening to you. Well, you got two full days down and two more half days to come. So how'd your work go today?
Oh, today made up for yesterday. Yesterday was too easy, so because I knew something was going too good yesterday. And sure enough, yeah, we got dumped on, so we got slammed with several emergencies today. It was busy.
Yeah, I figure with Friday and you know, a lot of the schools, at least the Utica schools down here, they're kind of winding down. The junior high had their honors assembly for 7th and 8th grade, and I think they had something for elementary today. It was kind of busy, but I kind of figured it was going to be busy for, you know, emergency responders. I've already seen Sterling 2 or 3 times today here. At least you're headed north.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. You gotta get through 6 hours tomorrow and 6 hours on Sunday, and them 6 hour shifts go pretty quick. So the short week. So we're good. We're working in the right direction here. How's your guys' day go?
Yes, exactly. Those 6 hours, those are good, hopefully good feeling days there. You won't get too deep into the call volume there, okay, but we're doing pretty good. The main thing I did today was finish up Lee's proofreading. That's all done, and everything's typed up, pump form, and sent back, so that's out of the way, and but really not a whole lot else going on here today.
Well, that's right, easy day. Not too bad. Get outside and enjoy the weather.
And just enough to pulled a couple weeks outside. The notes were getting along, and just getting the mail and bringing the garbage can in. And that's been about my outside. Say it's been kind of busy with the school today, so we usually kind of lay low otherwise.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Done much outside of just barbecuing and we'll tidy up here and there, but the neighbor's been mowing the lawn for us, so he's been doing that and weed whacking and everything else. So it's not really giving Mike or myself anything to do outside. So that's right. It's get the stuff done inside and work on the honey-do list completed.
Yeah, definitely, you know, those kinds of things help out in the home and to be able to, you know, help out with the projects and that and fixing up. And, of course, what you're saying go along with the topic last night, barbecuing, that was pretty good.
Yeah. I figured it was summer, getting towards the summer months, and everybody likes to barbecue, or they should. And if they don't like the barbecue, then there's something wrong with you. I don't know. You bumped your head or something. But yeah, no, barbecue is one of my favorites. So I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll ask that question. That's a good question to ask.
Yes, I liked it. I think again, it was a change of pace and I enjoyed the responses there last night. Just the variety of foods that everyone liked and what they liked to barbecue and what they liked to eat in that as the topic went and I enjoyed it. Lighter there last night, and like I say, sometimes that's needed, and I think it was a perfect opportunity there, a great topic.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you enjoyed that. I know there's nets that they're super serious and. There's obviously there's things that there's got to be there's a protocol that you got to follow and certain things that you got to do in internet, but sometimes a little bit of a break, a little bit of relaxing conversation, a little bit of fun topic makes it good, and that's I think of the nets more as an opportunity to test out equipment and socialize and talk, and that's why it's important for these in-person meetings. That's more of the training time, but it's good. I like it. I like how the nets are going, and we got a lot of good participation and good guys that jump in and comment and. For sure, looking forward to the next net.
NHBCD, yes, I would agree there. And, a lot of it is, trying to catch up on things. Obviously, yourself, you guys, trying to get up and running and getting up to speed with everybody else, where they're at. And I think, again, a lot of great ideas, a lot of thoughts have been exchanged, what kinds of experiences, what do you have, what do you do, those kinds of things. So, like you say, it was a good change up there. And, might be getting back into some heavier topics again, but again, that's... like you say, testing the equipment, radio protocol, listening skills, communicating skills, and various things that go with these tests.
Hey, Wayne, you. Yeah, for sure. And, and a lot of it, is relationship building and getting to know people and getting to know each other. And, we've got a fairly new team, and it's important to get to know each other, because when when you're out on the field and you're deployed, you know, it's better to have somebody that you know versus somebody that you don't know, and it makes it getting to know somebody and versus already knowing somebody breaks down those nerves and breaks down the barriers there that could potentially happen. And you know, being in a room with somebody for 12 hours, if you got the wrong partner, it makes for a very, very long day. So.
Oh yeah, we definitely know that. So definitely, I can think of, you know, you mentioned the partner team that I worked with, and it brings back the, you know, the good memories, and then you mentioned somebody else's team. And it's like, oh my, yes, definitely. But like you said, those various relational things. And of course, I left off, and I know you'll agree. You've been just enjoying having fun with the hobby there. So again, that's just the camaraderie that's there in ham radio.
Oh yeah, for sure, definitely. That's what ham radio is about, is, you know, having fun. Yeah, there's some seriousness of it, and there's, you get deployed, and or you've got Skywarn or whatever, and that's a serious part of it. But you can have fun and enjoy the hobby and just reignite that love for the radio and the hobby. Yeah, maybe, you know, might be a different interest within the hobby, but we all have that same hobby to love and enjoy.
Absolutely, yes, I agree with that. I read an interesting article last night about somebody that was hiking up in, they took a group hiking up in New Mexico, and they're telling the guy, don't take your ham radio, you'll never get out on it. And, but he was out hiking, I guess, long story short, so one of the group members, I guess they got really, they got sick or something, and he reached out on the air and was able to reach a repeater and was able to get some help for the person that had a medical emergency. And then he was saying in the end, he was glad he took his radio. You just never know. The use is there for it. And that. But like I say, it's still very, very relevant for today.
Oh, it is. That's why I carry a radio with me wherever I go. Well, part of the reason why I carry a radio where I go is because you just never know. I mean, cell service is great. It's gotten better over the years, but there's areas that cell service doesn't work and ham radio does. And, you just never know who might be listening on the other end when the time comes, if the time comes that you need help or whatever. And hearing stories like that over and over and over, disasters, and just with everyday life, somebody's out there hiking or they're in the car or whatever, and they hear the distress signal or they hear somebody in distress, or they're able to help out and get a phone call or get them some help. So. It's important. It really is. It's important to know. It's important to have. It's a good hobby, and I'm happy to be involved in this. I'm happy to have a team that is a good group of guys wanting to learn, wanting to serve. It is pretty cool.
I agree on that wholeheartedly, and like I say, it's good to see not just with this group, but again, the other counties that are involved, and there's a lot of opportunity for volunteers. I know that there's some of the vets, I know know you guys are mentioning net control, but some of the other groups, you know, they're asking for net control operators. There's holes that are, you know, that need filling, and you know, it's a lot. Sometimes it's a lot of work. You have to put your family first and your job and such. But you know, definitely it's good, good opportunities that are that are available out there.
Yeah, definitely for sure. I agree with you on that. And, you know, and you know, volunteering isn't easy. You know, but the thing about volunteering and what's really cool about volunteers is, you know, everybody's there because they want to be there. You know, and you know, with a job, it's like you're there maybe because you want to be there, but you're there because you're getting a paycheck. You need a paycheck. And volunteers, it's like, nope, I'm here because I want to be here. I want to volunteer. I want to learn. I want to do and get involved. And that's what I like about volunteers. It's super awesome. It's super cool and neat to see.
Yes, I totally agree with you on that one. And you know, like you say, you know, I started out as a volunteer. You know, went through the REACT program for a few years and worked, you know, as an auxiliary in Royal Oak. And you know, hey, I'm glad because they were stepping stones to, you know, a long-term vocational career for me. I can't do what I once did, but definitely supported as best I can, and definitely encourage people to, you know, if they're able to step in and try it out and learn and grow from it, point in a, you know, maybe a direction in life or something you might like or that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I mean, you know, the support aspect of it is huge, and just the wealth of knowledge that, you know, you have, and you know, ham radio and radio and stuff. It's definitely needed, and you know, and, yeah, you know, you might not be able to get out on the field and deploy, but having that backup, having that person at the radio that can make a phone call or send an email, look something up, is critical.
Air quality alert.
That dispatch staff, you know, is critical.
NAWCB, absolutely there. you know, I can look up something or someone or find something on the internet. I guess I don't think I've lost my touch in that way. You know, you look it up on Facebook or find a place or whatever. But until back in the day, to do that. Now there's, you know, people today that are a lot quicker and probably know the you know, more up to date sources than I have. But it's fun. It's like you say, it's definitely support is fun, and if I can try to do that, I guess that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, for sure, it is pretty cool, and you know, I appreciate it. You know, I mean, I know that you haven't lost your touch. I know that you're still the Android before the Android. You know.
Well, thanks for the confidence there. I definitely, I don't shift gears, I don't multicast as good as I once did. Definitely, slow down in that way, or don't have the patience that I once had to be able to do that for long term. But some of these short, little projects are a lot of fun, and you know, do the best we can. But hey, you know, try to support things the best we can.
Yeah, and that's what's needed, you know. And it's everybody has their specific role that they do, and you know, and not everybody can get out there and get on the field and do this or that. You know, there's a need for people to answer phones or to look up something or just to be there for help and support and so it's good. That's what I'm trying to teach with our net control is you need to be able to shift gears and you need to be able to shift on the fly and be ready and willing just in case something happens and you're there to answer the call. Somebody cries for help or needs help or whatever. You're out of that situation. You're able to make that phone call or you're able to look something up. And like I said, that staff is important.
I agree there. And I think you and a couple of the others here, a couple of the other ECs are of that, of that mind as well. Those people, that just support staff, even in, the planning of the sets, just being in the, being in the background, listening here, those types of things are important. My thinking is the church there. Not everybody can be on the platform. There's a lot of other support roles, behind the scenes roles in a church, and so even in an organization such as this.
Yeah, definitely. So it's good stuff. I'm glad, and once we get a little bit we get going more, everybody will have a role to play in and do, and to get involved, and it's good. It's cool to see. It's neat to see the different aspects, whether it be the tech part of things or whether it be on the field. Or dispatch aspect. Everybody has a role, and every role is critical to making things happen and helping the community and potentially being there in a disaster. That's when it's going to really matter. So, but it's good stuff. I'm very proud of the team that we've got. We've got a lot of good guys, a lot of good people, guys that want to grow, and there's guys that are willing to serve and just be plugged in. So it is cool. It is pretty neat to see.
Yes, roger that, definitely, by all means. I totally agree with that. Good leadership, and I think that's encouragers there, and good leaders. That is also important as well to the group. So I'm glad how things are going forward.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad. I'm enjoying it. It's fun. A lot of work. A lot of behind the scenes work. But it's worth it. It really is. And like I said, it's a lot of fun. And I've been enjoying it. So, well, Dan, I am home, so I'm gonna head in here and relax and see what's for dinner. But you guys enjoy your evening. It's balmy 74 degrees. So hopefully you guys are able to get out and enjoy the weather a little bit. But we'll talk tomorrow. I'm off at noon, so if you're available, we'll queue so, and if not, we'll find another time to queue so. But appreciate you coming along north. Good conversation, and hopefully you guys have a good evening.
Yeah, that's definitely the plan. I might have to set a reminder for myself there, but we'll hopefully be on the air there by noon there when you get off. We'll have to continue this conversation, but definitely thanks a lot for the ride along north, and glad you made it home safe. I got through your two full days, and hope you enjoy your evening tonight. Dinner and relax there and spend some time with the family. So tell everyone hello. And, 73 is an 88, you and the family, and we can talk again soon. NAWCB is clear. On your front.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 is in 88. To you and Mom. K-8-Y-N-U, clear.
Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 72 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly sunny. 69 degrees. Air quality alert.
Hold that now.
Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 62 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert.